Welcome to the Stelvio National Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history you have activated, gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Stelvio National Park, on the border between the Lombardy region, Trentino, Alto Adige, Sudtirol and Switzerland, in proximity to some of the highest mountains in the Ortolsseevdale Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but these mountains have been an important cross-alpine transit route for both men and goods since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program, sponsored and promoted by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. From your current position, near Torre di Frail at an altitude of 1,932 meters, this itinerary takes you to the Scale Shelter, a short distance away from the peak of Monte del Scale. The route is marked Italian Alpine Club footpath number 174 and develops initially along a military road and then a footpath fitted with safety equipment in its most exposed sections, gaining 514 meters and taking, on average, 2 hours. You will be walking along a beautiful route built by the military to access the Monte del Scale fort above it, with splendid views over the whole valley on the ascent and from the peak and very wide views over the Stelvio front line. You will also be able to admire the building techniques used to overcome the difficulties posed by challenging terrain, which is, in some sections, rugged and sheer. But before you start your climb, take a look at the Torre di Frail ruins. These are historic sentry posts at altitudes of up to 1,300 meters built to watch over the Alamena Imperial Route, an important communications and trading route which passed through the modern-day site of the Cancano Lakes before heading into the Engadine Valley and from there to the Tyrol. It is now also called the Salt and Wine Route, because Valtellina wine traveled along it to the Tyrol while salt from the Innsbruck salt mines headed south to the Magnifica Terra. This access route once passed along steep rock faces under the Torre. Movements of people and pack animals loaded up with goods were facilitated by wooden platforms which could easily be removed or destroyed in the event of enemy attack. It was precisely these ladders which the mountain you are walking to today was named after. There are 5 points of interest along this route. An especially panoramic point along the military road, the scale shelter, the connecting tunnels, the open-air artillery emplacements and a further panoramic position above the Cancano Lakes which you will come across along your return route, which is different from the outward route. Thanks to the assistance of the archive of the White War Museum, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. The nature photos, on the other hand, were drawn from the collections of the international photographic competition Fotografia il Parco. Happy walking!